You've heard it all before. The stock market average return is 8 to 10%. But is that what ends up in your pocket? Today, we dissect the factors that take a bite out of your profits. Taxes, rebalancing, inflation, and timing risk. With hard data, we'll break down how these diminish your actual returns and why another lesser known investment strategy might be the answer you're looking for. When we speak of market returns, rarely are taxes calculated into the conversation. Consider this. Long-term capital gains taxes range from 0 to 20%. That's based on your income bracket. For high earners, that slices a significant fraction off the top of your gains. The Tax Foundation reports that the top 1% of taxpayers pay a higher effective capital gains tax rate than the lower earners, upwards of 24%. This erosion becomes even more pronounced in short-term investments taxed at your regular income rate, which could go as high as 37% as of 2021 data. Let's talk about rebalancing. That's the hidden cost of having a, well, balanced portfolio. Rebalancing is often suggested to reduce risk by maintaining your desired asset allocation. Vanguard data shows that it can trim your return too. Each rebalance can summon transaction fees or capital gains taxes if you're trading in a taxable account. Morningstar posits rebalancing potentially reduces your annual return by 25 to 50 basis points, noting the frictional costs involved in selling some investments and buying others to maintain a proper asset allocation. Not so good, huh? All right, what about inflation, the silent value diminisher? The story of returns isn't told without considering inflation, the silent beast that gnaws at your purchasing power. Let's say you're looking at an 8% nominal return. Sounds pretty decent, right? Now let's deflate that with the average annual U.S. inflation rate, which has varied, but according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, hovered around 3.25% since 1913. Suddenly, your real return, which is what you can actually spend, shrinks to under 5%. The last decade has seen relatively low inflation, but with recent years pushing these numbers upwards, the impact of real returns becomes ever more noticeable. So after all this, what do our returns look like? When you factor in an effective long-term capital gains tax of 15%, a conservative rebalancing cost of 30 basis points, and an inflation rate of 2%, that alluring 8% quickly becomes a more modest 4.7%. That's nearly half the figure, a disparity far too wide to ignore. The S&P 500's annualized return over the past 90 years is about 9.8%, which suddenly seems far less impressive when reduced by these real-world factors. And before we talk about a fix to all this, let's talk about timing risk. Number one, you need long enough in the market to actually experience an average return of 10%. And beyond that, when you start investing, like right before a bear market like I did, well, this could make or break your long-term returns. A year where the market goes down 30%, well, you've got to climb 60% to get back on the horse. Not so easy. Now, let's talk about securing market returns with a lot less drag. This is where annuities come in. They don't just protect from market losses, they potentially keep more of the market gains. Although annuities often have caps or participate only in a portion of the gains, you benefit from tax deferral and the elimination of costly rebalancing. Essentially, with fixed index annuities, you're participating in market growth with a buffer against downturns. The insurance company who issues you the annuity manages portfolio balances and absorbs the rebalancing cost, not you. This mechanism can allow investors to access more of the published stock market returns that they would miss after accounting for the erosive effects of taxes and rebalancing. Also, they offer tax-deferred growth so your investment compounds over time without the annual tax bite, effectively bypassing the capital gains tax's immediate impact. And let's think rebalancing. That's in the hands of the insurance company's portfolio managers wrapped in the product, so you can go to that vacation in Tulum and not have to check your portfolio. So how do you put all the pieces together and eat a lot more of those stock market returns? Annuities present another option for investors seeking steady returns. They're structured to offer a portion of the stock market gains while protecting against loss. So while they cap upside potential to an extent, they also offer a far more reliable return profile, smoothing out the volatility that can come with a direct stock market investment. If you'd like to learn more about annuities, check out my company at getrevised.com. I built this company from the ground up to help put more returns and a safer retirement in investors' back pockets. So what do we make of all this? Investing in the stock market is not a clear-cut case of banner headline returns. Those returns, I hate to use this word, are a lie. Taxes, rebalancing, and inflation can claw back some of the shining promises made by historical averages. But with products and strategies like annuities, you can navigate around some of these profit-eating traps. Finding a vehicle that provides clearer, more predictable, and often more favorable after-tax returns is your long-term investing goal. So how are you managing your money? Let me know in the comments, and don't forget to click like and subscribe for more financial insights that go beyond the numbers. Come on. on, who else is going to talk about this stuff? Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.